The Fort Knox mine has begun construction of a heap leach facility. The state's largest gold mine received state and federal permits for the operation a year ago. It involves percolating a cyanide solution through massive piles of low-grade ore to liberate gold. The gold-saturated liquid is then collected in an underlying liner. Fort Knox environmental manager Delbert Parr says 129 acres were cleared earlier this summer for the project.
We're currently constructing access roads, building a carbon plant to recover the gold from the solution generated by the heap leach process, just finishing up the embankment or the dam that will hold the in-heap storage pond.
The facility is being constructed to be zero discharge to the environment. The heap leach process is not currently employed anywhere else in Alaska and has a checkered environmental history in the lower 48. Heap leaching is banned in the state of Montana. The Fort Knox project underwent extensive government and public review and is designed around the latest leak protection technology. Parr says it features a special Arctic-grade plastic liner.
80 mils in thickness. Much more flexible and much more conducive to the cold climates than the HDPE that's been used in most other operations in the more southern parts of the country.
Parr says the liner is doubled up in areas where cyanide solution will pool. The entire facility is located upstream of the mine's tailings pond and dam as an extra protection. It's designed to extract gold from ore that's too low grade to economically run through the mine's processing mill. Parr says Fort Knox already has 30 million tons of ore stockpiled.